Jeff, thanks for joining us for the Silver City Report. We are starting off with some pretty big news in the area about Gila Regional Medical Center closing its ICU. Can you give us an update on what exactly is happening right now?
Yeah, late last Friday, we got a press release from Gila Regional Medical Center announcing that they will be temporarily closing the ICU, the intensive care unit at the county-owned hospital here in Silver City. And they're taking this step because of staff shortages. There's a rather severe nursing shortage and a shortage of other licensed staff, you know, that helps care for patients, treat patients across the country, and particularly in rural areas like Grant County, Silver City. So according to this press release, this is not going to affect the services the hospital offers, which includes the cancer center, the surgical services, inpatient and outpatient services, all kinds of obstetrics, births. And although there's not a lot of details in this press release, it appears that, you know, the hospital is not exactly losing its ability to provide critical care. It's just not going to be using the 6 beds in its intensive care unit at the moment. But since they're saying they're still offering surgical services, one has to assume that there's critical care available for patients post-surgery. In cases where something goes wrong in surgeries, you know, the intensive care component of a hospital is just it's integral to it. So we'll keep you posted on this. According to the governing board chair of the hospital, Alicia Edwards, the governing board's aware of the situation. They're monitoring it, and the intention of the hospital is to resume services in that area as soon as it is safely feasible.
Okay, so what about the steps that the hospital is taking to address staffing shortages? Did they mention anything about that?
You know, it was about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, that the hospital did say they were going to offer raises to a huge swath of their employees, including clinical staff. And they've raised the rate of pay for new hires, for nurses, for other licensed staff. So they are really trying to kind of up their game competitively. And whether they can draw people to Silver City to work at Gila Regional is another question. That's always been a struggle with this hospital, finding qualified people to fill positions.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for that important update. Let's move on and talk about another important update, and that has to do with redistricting. A citizen redistricting committee is wrapping up its work in the area. What can you share with us about the work they're doing?
Yeah, the State Citizen Redistricting Committee was created by statute last year, and they have since September been collecting community input in Silver City and Las Cruces. That was done via public meetings that were linked together with Zoom, held in both places at once with the districting committee on hand to ask questions of the public. And they have collected just a tremendous number of proposed maps from the public. And several of those maps were featured in a public meeting held by the committee last Monday. And it's really going to be interesting to see what the ultimate recommendations of this committee are. And those are due on October 15th. They're going to vote and adopt a final set of recommendations, which they will present to New Mexico legislators, who ultimately still have the final authority over the redistricting process. But this is the first time there's been a citizens committee to provide input. And there really were some rather different maps on display. For example, state House District 38 and District 39, which essentially divide Silver City and Grant County and stretch over long distances, diverse population in them. They would be sort of replaced or rejiggered, I guess, with a single district that would encompass the mining district, Silver City, Gila. And that's something that was very popular with people who have participated in the meeting. Same goes with Congressional District 2. There was several maps proposed that would increase the percentage of Hispanic voters in that district. That was something that also was very popular among most of the participants in the meeting. October 15th, they'll make their recommendations, and the legislature will take it from there.
Okay, Jeff, thank you so much for this week's update. We'll talk to you next week on the Silver City Report.
Thanks, Anthony.